Chris Davis takes it to the back of the end zone. He'll run it after the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 25, 50, 45. Here goes Davis. Oh, my God. Davis is running all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. And tonight, hey, it was BYOG, bring your own guts. And they brought some guts and some heart, and they never quit until the last play. Her kick is blocked. Jenkins takes one of it. But Jenkins picking up back at the 25, and Austin is returning it down the left side line. That's the 50, that's the 30. Inside the 20, inside the 20. And he scores! He scores!
Hi, everybody. Football month is upon us, Dan.
That's why this foot don't cost $800, and that goes to her. And I don't know what that cost. I'm just shaking the word. That's why I'm wearing good shoes and roll my butt, and I got a limousine stuck out there a mile off.
Thank you for joining the ESBC podcast, which the purpose of the podcast is to make money. Every business meeting has to have a purpose and an outcome. The purpose is very clear, to make money, and the outcome has been 14 weeks in a row of profit. 52.5% is break even. We were at 68% college last week. So what that means is we made a lot of money. We're fortunate, lucky, and good. I just got notice from Bovada. I am banned from betting the Arkansas, raising that back to football because I made so much money. We bet on every game. And if you're the smartest, toughest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. And the first person that clued me in on Arkansas this year was the Marine, Josh Luna, man. Thank you. Thank you for making me money.
Go backs, Razorbacks. they were good this year against the spread.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Coach Sam Pittman and his great offensive line. All right, let's get into it, man.
Yeah.
What games are we going to look into this week?
I'm thinking let's start off with those Razorbacks against Alabama, huh? Last game of the season. How they looking in that one? You got to roll with them, right?
Right. They have that great offensive line to keep things under control. So Alabama's not just going to wreak havoc with their great offensive defensive line. Alabama has to keep things in their back pocket for next week against those Florida Gators in the SEC championship game.
Yes.
Arkansas has to leave nothing in their back pocket. And the better they do, the better they do in recruiting. So for that and many other reasons, go with your Razorbacks plus 32.
Definitely. Definitely like that one. You got to trust the Razorbacks in this situation. Staying in the SEC. You mentioned a tough game, Mississippi State, Auburn. You know, I know this game is going to be in Mississippi, but tell me why you're feeling Auburn on this one.
Right. They lost last week. Gus Malzahn has a $7 million contract. He doesn't want to lose that contract. He wants to blow out Mississippi State. Mike Leach is already crying. He only has 43 scholarship players. Bo Nix understands it's a process. That's what he's saying. So look for Auburn to blow him out. Bet good money on that game. Auburn Tigers.
They got blown out against Alabama. You know, they're trying to end their season on any great note possible.
Right.
A game, you know, one of the rivals too, a rival game for them all. LSU, Florida. LSU, the defending champions, traveling to Florida, who's trying to sneak into that playoff.
Right.
How are you feeling about this one? LSU's, I don't know. They have been very shaky all year. And Florida, you know, they might try to pad Trask stats, get on that Heisman.
Yeah, no, they're definitely going to do that. And LSU has a very young and very untalented defensive backfield. But salesmen think short-term, businessmen think long-term. Yeah, they're going to pad his stats. Yeah, they're going to get that guy a Heisman Trophy, Trask. But look for what he's been doing the last few weeks. Look for Coach Mullen to leave a few things in his back pocket. Pro teams never get blown out 2 weeks in a row. And LSU is like a pro team, right?
Yeah.
They get all the blue chips. So they're not going to get blown out 2 weeks in a row anyways. They're definitely not winning the game, but they're covering those 24 points. And that's 24 points for a reason, right?
Yes. Yeah. Florida, you know, they got to get ready for their Alabama matchup. That's a lot more important. So I could definitely see them holding things back.
Right.
Okay. Well, another rivalry game out in the SEC this week. We got a battle in Tennessee. Vanderbilt, Tennessee. Vanderbilt's trying to get anything this season, and Tennessee's trying to end their season with a decent W.
Right. Man, it's one of those things that and it's happened a lot this year. How bad can a team be, right?
Yes.
You look at the Jets in the NFL. Every NFL team has a built-in 4 wins. And not every team's going to get the 4 wins, but they'll cover like 4 times, right? The Jets covered against the Raiders. So that's the situation with Vanderbilt. Tennessee has more talent. So talent will win out in this game, right? And look for Tennessee to cover 14, get all their frustrations from getting their ass kicked all year long.
Yes.
Looking for to an inferior – I had a little hope for Vanderbilt because they had their whole defense coming back. They had like 11 starters coming off that defense. But, man, they suck, and they've been getting killed pretty much. They've covered up a couple times, but then they get rid of their coach. Yeah, look – you know, Tennessee has more incentive, right?
Yeah, they're a bad football team. Vanderbilt is just plain and simple a bad football team. Tennessee, they not might be any good, but they're a lot better than Vanderbilt. And, you know, they're 14.5 points better than Vanderbilt. They're going to show it this weekend.
Right. And you buy that point just to get it off 14 because 14 is a key number. But, yeah, go ahead. Take your Tennessee Volunteers minus 14.
Okay, go Vols. Go Vols. Sticking to that or staying with the SEC, this is the game of the week for them. Georgia at Missouri. This is a battle for like second place in the SEC East, I believe. Georgia, man, disappointing year. I know they want to be in the SEC championship game, but they're going to have to go ahead and take care of Missouri here. How are you feeling?
Yeah, no, they'll win the game, but it's very interesting what happened with JT Daniels.
Yeah.
Was he ready to play? Were they holding him out on purpose? He by far is the best quarterback there. Again, this is a almost like LSU. This is a developmental year for Georgia. Usually teams go in 2-year cycles, but if you're Alabama, you get blue chips. Even when you're a developmental team, you still win all the games. Georgia's a little below, even though they recruited better than Alabama. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
To say the least. Missouri's coming off a 3-game winning streak. They Arkansas covered for us, but they did. Missouri won the game. Look for Missouri to cover those 14 points, man. Plus 14, Missouri, and whatever it is, take the over. As JT Daniels is going to slug it out, even though Kirby Smart hates it. It's a developmental team. He wants to put it on the defense. But like LSU, his defense is not there yet. They even have a, you know, because of developmental, they didn't even have a spring practice really where they could lift weights as much as they probably should have. What do you think?
No, I'm thinking, I'm sorry, give me 1 second. I was reading up on this one right here. I was checking out the Big Ten games, but no, I'm thinking Georgia is going to go in and win this game, but I like Missouri to cover this one. It's at Missouri. I think Missouri is a decent team. They're, you know, they're on the come up. They've been winning some games, but I again, Georgia's not that good, and I think Missouri definitely covers this one.
100%.
Tough year for them. Tough year for the Bulldogs, especially 13. It's just really high.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what about we got the Big Ten right now? We'll start off with the heavyweights, Rutgers, Maryland. How are you feeling about this one? You know, this is a game I'm not feeling too sure about because I'm not too – I don't watch either of them. They've both been pretty bad, but Rutgers might want to sneak in a few more wins.
Yeah, to me, it's very interesting. A guy that I followed a long time. I graduated from the University of South Florida. And then when I was a tutor for the University of South Florida basketball and football team, once a year, Shiano was there with Rice, the running back. The guy who punched his girlfriend and got kicked out of the NFL.
You want to, what year? That was about like 07, yeah. 06.
Yeah, that was around that time. And Greg Shiano used to outcoach our guy, which actually is a great coach. He's defensive coordinator at Florida Atlantic, Jim Levitt. And look for him to outcoach Laxby, who has Tua's brother. And they're throwing the ball all over the place. Shiano's going to sit back there in the zone. Tua's brother's going to airmail a couple of them, and Rutgers is going to cover those 8 points.
No, I agree with the Scarlet Knights. I mean, the Maryland hasn't been covering many of their games, even though it's although it is in Maryland. Rutgers isn't a terrible team. They're good football. They, you know, they play good football. They're pretty disciplined. They'll keep it close.
No, and that's the key word you just said: discipline. They're going to be a more disciplined football team than Maryland is, and they're going to take advantage of a couple turnovers and cover the plus eight.
Okay. So, okay, what about this game we were talking about earlier today? Michigan State at Penn State. Michigan State's not very good. Penn State only has one win. How's Penn State going to cover this spread right here at 14.5?
Yeah, I don't think – I don't know. I think Mel Tucker is 100% complete scumbag. What he did at Colorado is unacceptable. It's one of those things that it isn't illegal, but it's unethical. It's just really, really wrong. Mel Tucker is the type of guy you would never do business with because you cannot trust his word. And, you know, it comes down to character and integrity. Now, people confuse integrity and taking a man at his word is something moral, but it's really a business thing. And then in the end, most of the time it doesn't work out. Sometimes it does work out for people, right? The world belongs to those who are aggressive, and Mel Tucker's an aggressive guy, great recruiter, but Michigan State's not going to show anything. On the margins, guys like that, teams like that, they don't do well. Penn State wants to finish on a strong note as their season went awry when they lost to Indiana, and then things went south. Now they're picking things up. Coach loves to recruit, and he knows that games people remember are the games in December, right, for recruiting. Yeah. So he's going to be ready to go and blow out scumbag Mel Tucker. So I'm going to take Penn State plus those 14. Okay. Minus 14.
Go Nittany Lions. Let's go Nittany Lions. Okay.
Go Lions.
All right. After that one, the Big Ten, Minnesota, Nebraska, row the boat. It's got to be row the boat. It has to be, right?
Yeah. It has to be row the boat. Again, kind of the same thing, even though Scott Frost, he's not a bad guy. He just has mental health issues, man. He had a rough childhood. All came out in Orlando. He did a great job with that. You can't finish university. But here in Nebraska, he does not really want to be there. He got kind of forced to go there in Nebraska. And when I saw them play Purdue, they got a block punt. They got a couple lucky plays. They haven't really beat anybody this year.
Yeah.
You know,
they haven't looked great. No.
With a couple weeks off, right? They're a developmental team. So weeks off, they get to rest their starters, right? Developmental teams don't have depth. And he's a great strategist, right? He got divorced because his wife said that he was neglecting her and the kids. All he was doing was sitting there either recruiting or watching film.
Yeah. So, football guy. Football guy.
I'm sure he's going to do even more than that. He has a new girlfriend, and I remember him saying in the article he made it clear to his new girlfriend what his ex-wife said. That she's probably not going to see him during football season very much. So, you know, this man strategized for this game. For that and many other reasons, we're going to take Row Your Boat. I think it's plus eight, right?
Yeah. Let me see that again. It's minus 10.5 right here.
Oh yeah, take that all day.
Let's do it.
That's strategic. 10.5.
Yes.
Hey, we think Minnesota's gonna win. We're gonna cover our ass and take it plus that key number of 10. So take them up on it, man. Go 10.5, even by another half point, make it 11.
Okay.
So if Nebraska wins 30-20, you still made money.
All right.
So row your boat.
Row your boat.
The Minnesota Gophers.
Okay, well, now this is going to be the battle for, you know, a little rivalry game right here, one of the few of this weekend. Northwestern, Illinois. This is in Champaign. Northwestern's already been playing Big Ten title game, so they're going to look ahead or are they going to play this one and want to win?
Got it. You're all over it, man. They are going to look ahead. They have to. They have to look ahead.
They have to. They're playing Ohio State next.
Yeah. They're not going to give Ohio State any film of what they really do. And then you got Lovie Smith fighting for a $5 million a year job. He got in there after they lost a few games, changed things around. And Illinois, not only have they started winning, they've been covering for us and making us money. Because remember, we this is some financial concepts to make money watching games. And Lovie Smith, man, when you look at the corporate governance, which is fundamental analysis and finance, have MBAs, securities licenses, he's a man who took Rex Grossman to a Super Bowl. So he knows something about something. So he's going to cover this. And Northwestern isn't that. They're better coach, better disciplined team than Illinois. They really do not have that much talent. The talent disparity between Illinois and Northwestern, the records don't mirror that, right? Yeah. So I don't mind, man. What, plus 15 maybe? I don't mind taking plus 15 when you got a Super Bowl winning coach as a defensive coordinator for the Rams. Took a team to the Super Bowl plus 15 against a team with equal or less talent. They can't show other cards the week before.
Yeah. That's why you got to take on Illinois. You got to jump on that one.
You got to jump on Illinois.
You got to jump on the Fighting Illini for sure.
Yeah, Fighting Illini.
Okay. Big Ten. Another rivalry game. Oh, yeah. No. This is good. This is good. I mean, this is an exciting matchup right here. We got Wisconsin at Iowa. And right now, Vegas got Wisconsin at minus 2, even though this game's in Iowa and Iowa's a ranked team. That's kind of disrespectful, right?
Yes, 100%.
Iowa plays pretty decent in Iowa. It's 2020. It might not be the rowdiest crowd, but Wisconsin hasn't really looked great. They look great against a bad Michigan team.
Right. So you see with your eyes, right? Independently wealthy lawyer told me about the stock market, man, 30 years ago. You see with your eyes. And what the Marine Josh Luna and I see with our eyes when you're looking at the Badgers, man, Indiana beat them up pretty good. I mean, physically at the line of scrimmage. And you're talking about same thing happened with Iowa. They lost a couple games. Coach LaFrance, Hall of Fame coach, look things over, change things up, and they haven't lost since. So don't let Vegas take advantage of you. Let's go with your Iowa Hawkeyes plus 3.
Okay, Iowa. Go Hawkeyes.
Go Hawkeyes.
All right, switching up to the Pac-12. Arizona State gets – this game's actually going on in a few hours right here. How are you feeling about this rivalry game? Both teams looking for their first win.
Yes, and you have Marvin Lewis as a coordinator for Arizona State. Arizona, Kevin Sumlin, he's getting $5 million a year to coach the University of Arizona, and he's lost the last 13 games.
Damn, yeah.
So he's got to have to put everything in this game, everything he's got.
Yes.
In a recession, pandemic, social unrest, $5 million a year, jobs are hard to find.
Yeah.
Right? So his next stop is nearly as much money. He has an opportunity, since really Arizona's a basketball school, that if he can win this game, he can make a lot of money.
Yeah, to get him some momentum for next year, too. They got to beat the rivalry game.
Right.
It's a pretty intense matchup.
Let me ask you this, John, the Marine Josh Luna. You know about life, you're a Marine. Is it past Kevin Sumlin to tell her members, hey, man, here's the 200 grand because I need to keep this $5 million drought? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'm not going to say it's impossible, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no. ASU Arizona is a fun game. I went to that Territorial Cup game 5 years ago. I was at it. And so it's a fun one. Too bad there's no barely any fans this year.
Was it in Tempe or Tucson?
Tempe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nice. Yeah, it's pretty rowdy. It's a fun experience. But, yeah, too bad there's no fans or there's barely fans.
Is it true what they say about those Arizona State co-eds?
Oh, it's a good time. Yeah, both of them.
No, both of them, yeah, Arizona too, right?
Yeah, Arizona is a fun party school too.
Nice. No, I definitely have to go to Arizona. I forgot the McKinney Center, whatever they call it.
Yeah, McHale Center.
The McHale Center for
a basketball game, yeah.
Yeah, for U of A.
U of A, yeah, I know.
So I like U of A today.
Okay. Yeah, no, same.
Plus, if you can get 11 by the point, just to cover yourself, but plus 10 over those 55 points, as both teams are going to have to show everything they got, since I think it's pretty much the last game of the season for both. And like you said, it's a rivalry game. Kevin Sumlin has a lot of money on the line.
Okay. Utah traveling to Colorado. Colorado trying to, you know, put a staple on this 5-0 season right here, undefeated season for Colorado. 21 ranking. How are you feeling about them?
Yeah. McIntyre was the guy that coached there. He did a great job recruiting. And Carl Durrell has come in, and he's more of a manager or CEO because they do run it like a corporation. He's not coaching because I was like, man, him as a coach – didn't work out at all at UCLA. So he's not coaching. So they spent extra money to get better coordinators. And Colorado has been lights out. Utah's a new team.
Yeah.
And Utah, their coaching staff, the athletic director, they felt that COVID-19 was a hoax. And they paid the price. As they had to cancel a lot of games, their whole team got infected. What are the long-term effects of COVID-19, right? The vascular problem with athletes, your heart, your lungs. Very interesting to see, right? Teams that got the whole team infected, what's the results? Now, two teams that I do know of that were like that are LSU and Utah.
Yeah.
Between Utah, they only got 3 wins between them. So that'll be interesting to track.
Tough season for both those teams.
Right. So Utah did not work out, and they got a new team against a hot team, Colorado. I think it's a steal plus one. What do you think?
No, I think you got to go. I think you got to go with them. Yeah, at plus. Well, what I'm looking at was at Colorado or minus 2.5, but Utah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, jump on that Colorado and jump on the over, because there's another thing too. If you live in the past, you die in the past. And these computer and analytics are looking at previous performance. This Utah team is nowhere near last year's Utah team that at one point could have made the playoffs if they won all their games. And they had 3 defensive linemen go to the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different Utah team. Jump on Colorado. Might even be double on Colorado. Usually bet 1,000 a game. Maybe put 2,000 on Colorado.
Okay.
Bet that over, too.
Let's bet the over. All right. So, Cal, at Washington State, how are you feeling about that one? I mean, both those teams haven't been good this year at all.
I've actually liked Washington State. I like their coach, Roller. They played well, just they got beat, right? Because it's the first year with that with that system, right? And the only game they've been out of has been that USC game.
Yeah.
USC just rolled them because USC has so much more talent than what they did. And they were kind of shell-shocked. And then I really liked their quarterback for Washington State, but he looked like a deer in headlights. He looked really freaked out playing against USC. His mind, and a lot of podcasts we have, mental health podcasts, Faith Family Football, they're about mental strength. And, man, this guy crumbled under the pressure of playing in L.A. He's an L.A. guy. At the Coliseum, he crumbled for Washington State. Cal is a beat-up football team. They put it on their defense. Their offense sucks. So look for an improved Washington State team to go ahead and cover those 3 points against Cal.
Okay. Tell me how you feel about Stanford and Oregon State, why you got Stanford at money line, even though this game's in Corvallis.
Yes. Remember, I'm 80% Pac-12, right?
Yes.
And I love watching Pac-12 football. Pac-12 after night, or whatever they call it, late night Pac-12
after dark.
Well, yeah, exactly. Pac-12 after dark. Stanford, again, it's funny because coaches with NFL backgrounds, Lovie Smith, Kurt LaFrance, and now David Shaw, they do an evaluation, right? After a few games, and they change everything around and they start winning.
Yeah.
Sort of like after 12 games. Same thing happened at Stanford. It's a totally different team. They held things back to beat up Cal. And that's why I think Cal, another reason Cal traveling up to Pullman will lose is because Stanford's a physical football team. So after playing them, you're going to beat up. Yeah, exactly. And Oregon State. I was reading up on Oregon State. That's why the number two rule of betting is do your research. And Oregon State's going to be missing a lot of guys. Oregon State has looked good. They've covered a lot for us. But real intelligence is situational intelligence. If you live in the past, you die in the past. And that's why you do your research. Coach Jonathan Smith was lamenting all the guys he has hurt on Oregon State. Yes. And Oregon State's a developmental team to begin with. So Stanford on the rise and Oregon State hurt.
Yes.
You got to go money line Stanford because you cannot trust Stanford with points because David Shaw, he does. He's like Tomlin, right? They have that philosophy that if you're up by 7, it's really like 20. So they put it on the defense. So there's a lot of backdoor covers for Stanford. So I never when Stanford has points, I bet them as a dog, as we won last week against Cal. But as a favorite, I just go money line. And because Shaw's like that, he's going to put it on the running game. And Oregon State is missing players. 62 is way too high.
Yeah.
You got to go under that 62.
Under the 62? Okay. Let's do it. All right. Shifting down to the big game in the area this weekend, UCLA-USC. How are you feeling about this battle of LA? How are you seeing?
I'm nervous about this game. And the reason I'm nervous about this game is because just being superstitious, I've gotten this game right. I can't remember the last time I got it wrong. But for at least the last 10 years, I have not gotten this game wrong. And I've been betting more and more each time. You never bet more than 25% of your bankroll. But this being a COVID year, I'm going to lay back a little bit. UCLA's defense has looked a lot better.
Yeah.
This is the best UCLA defense in 7 or 8 years, right?
Yes. Since Slovis threw for 500 yards last year, over 500 on UCLA. So they want to prove something this year.
Oh, exactly. And then you got that air raid. And it's interesting because the same way – and it's funny because they're friends, all right? The same way Belichick attacked the air raid last week against the Rams. And remember, he won the Super Bowl beating up on the air raid. It's the same way Chip Kelly is going to do it. And what Chip Kelly's been playing this year is that zone blitz. You rush eight, you drop. You rush three, you drop eight. That's how Jimmy Lake beat Mike Leach, who runs the air raid, 5 years in a row. So it seems like Chip Kelly, right, has been practicing against USC the whole year with that zone blitz defense. And remember, Blitzberg used to run that a lot because you get a defensive lineman like James Harrison, who's a great athlete, and instead of rushing him, you drop him into coverage, or you do rush him off the edge. You don't know what's happening. The UCLA is doing that, and then what UCLA is doing is they're putting they'll take a linebacker who runs like a 4-3 skinny guy, who's really a safety or a cornerback, and they're putting him in the gaps. They're gonna run straight at Slovis.
Yeah, they gotta get to him.
Yeah, but I still think the game's gonna go over. But I like UCLA. I mean, let me know, the Marine, Josh Luna, when was the last time Gomer Helton outcoached another guy?
Shit. I'm trying to think of how many bad coaches he's coached against. Yeah, can't think of one right now. Yeah.
They beat UCLA last year, but the year before, UCLA had no business being in that game.
Yeah.
Josh runs for like 300 yards.
Yeah, he had an amazing game. Yeah, 287.
Gomer Helton did not make any adjustments.
No. So Bruins got to do it again.
Yeah, so even by that number, make it +4. And for sure it's going over. Actually, my first instinct was under 64. So let's do that. Under 64, Chip Kelly's going to run it on USC. Todd Orlando, keep it under 64, +4 UCLA.
All right. I like that. 8 clap. Go Bruins. Now it's another rivalry game. The biggest one. Army versus Navy. Navy's got to do it, right? Navy's got to be covering this one at +7.
Yeah, tell me. Well, you can't bet this game because do not bet your own team. But you can break down the game. You've been watching this game for year after year after year. Let me know your thoughts.
Now, every year this game's a grudge match, smash mouth football. It's very close. It's, you know, the run, everyone's a run option the whole time. Hardly any throws, always in winter cold weather. This game's in New York. It's going to be in West Point. I'm going to say Army comes away and gets the W, gets the win, but I think Navy covers at and loses 23-17. I think it's going to hit the over at, what was it, 37, 38? Yeah, I think it's going to hit the over just barely.
I 100% agree. I watch this game every year, and I graduated from the University of South Florida. See the alumni in the back. And we're in the same conference as Navy. And we haven't beat Navy in a long time. They do a great job coaching. They do a great job recruiting and developing talent. Loto, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
He beat Army like 7-8 years in a row. They run the same offenses. He beat him so much. Army got the guy who taught Napolitano the option, Paul Johnson. So they got the same type of coach, Coach Monken. He does a great job. Coach Monken, too, his brother's the offensive coordinator for your New Orleans Saints. There's a lot of football going on here in this game and a lot of great strategy. One of the reasons that it's a top-notch game every year is because some guy who's a fifth-year senior in Navy or a fifth-year senior in Army has the game of his life, and he plays like an NFL all-pro for just that one game.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always great to see. It's going to be another great game. It's always – football's gone soft, right? This game will be probably the hardest hitting game you'll see all year. You're going to see a lot of great hits in this game. You're going to see a lot of physical football.
And because that and many other reasons, I 100% agree with the Marine, Josh Luna. And this game, Army's going to cover the plus 7.5. It's almost like Vegas again. They're begging you to bet Army so they can win money. So I love that plus 7.5. You're going to see plays from Navy you haven't seen all year long. And there's always a trick play along the way. So look for the game, like the Marine Josh Luna said, to go over. But not because these teams didn't have access to the weight room. It's because offenses have evolved, right? And these offenses are hard to stop these days. As they put it, old school option, right? With new school spread concepts. In the one pass play that they'll throw will be wide open. Doesn't matter.
Usually.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were close to 70% last week, which you can't get that. Action Sports, you pay $400 a month. Anybody, you can't get that level of percentage. Remember, 52.5% is break even. I like all these games, man. The more you do something, the better you get at it. We've been betting these games all year long.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. We have.
We've been getting better every year or every week. Every week.
Yeah. I've been doing this 12 years, 12 years of profit. Right. So we are getting better every year.
I meant every week. I'm sorry about that.
No. But it's every
year. Every year, too.
Actually, every right year. About it.
That's true. Right? Too. That's true.
What are your final words, the Marine Josh Luna?
You know, I'm just ready to see these exciting games this weekend. And, you know, I want to see that UCLA-USC game. I'm very, you know, excited for that one, Battle of L.A. And obviously, you know, the Winston Churchill, got to end the words with that. And, you know.
100% agreement. And what are the Winston Churchill words? And we'll close with that.
Oh, that's where I need your help right now.
Make sure you get it last time. But the reason we say that is because Action Sports charges you $300 for what we give you for free. They charge this every month, right? And other people I saw, oh, I got the fat pick for you on Twitter. Give me $49. We don't do that. We give it to you for free because we believe, number one, we believe in abundance. Number two, we make money betting on the games. So if we make money betting on the games, why do we need your money? We don't, right? And we're doing this to help people out because freedom is not free. If we don't teach people capitalism and business concepts, we might not have it. We might have a dictator or somebody, you know? And guys like the Marine Josh Luna have worked too hard in the military, right? Blood has been shed for democracy and freedom. That's why we give away the picks and we give it to you at a higher percentage than what you can pay for. And Winston Churchill and World War II got us through the last crisis with the words, you make a living from your labor, the way you provide value, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESBC Betting and Financial Podcast. I'm the best there is.